Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchDisasterRecovery.com, and I'm here today with Harvey Batan. Harvey is the associate principal at Risk Masters Incorporated, and he has over 20 years of experience in IT and disaster recovery planning. How's it going today, Harvey?
Very good, Andy. How are you?
Pretty good. Cold sites. First off, how do you define a cold site for disaster recovery?
Cold site is reserved space that you have in another location, and you can do with it what you will. It's empty space, so you have to configure the space as you want for people to sit there or set up the hardware, servers, PCs, whatever have you. It's basically an empty location for you to attend if there's a disaster on your site and go to work.
Okay, cool. So what do you see as the main value for a cold site, you know, as opposed to setting up what we would define as a warm site or a hot site?
Well, a cold site is, since you have no hardware there and it's just empty space, it's a lot cheaper because you're just reserving the space. So that's from the financial aspect. Why you would really want some kind of alternate workspace is if there is a disaster or some reason your systems are down and you can't operate on your normal environment, you'd want to have another location to be able to get your system up, be able to have access, or you know, your staff have access to it so that they can continue to work.
Okay, great. So, you know, who is this going to work for? Like, and on the flip side, who would be more interested in a different approach? What type of organization? What type of needs?
It would work best for somebody who does not have an RTO, which is a setting up a technical environment quickly, and anybody who's a small business is not transaction based. That basically can wait 12 to 24 hours to begin to process because you're not paying for the hardware to be in place, and then you can just start and work your way up from there. It is not good for somebody who's transaction-based, which basically means that you are losing more time to configure the space and then start setting up your equipment, and it's sort of like dead time.
Okay, cool. So, can you talk a little bit about you know what a warm site is, what a hot site is, and you know, sort of the pros of going with that route, and you know, what are some of the drawbacks?
Okay, the reason you would choose one over the other is basically what your requirements on the technical side are for getting your systems up. Cold site, as we've been saying all along, is empty space, and you have to start configuring servers. You have to configure all of your software, etc. A warm site, you have the equipment there, but you have to restore your data and possibly restore the operating system. Well, probably not the operating system because that's already established, but your equipment is there, but not your data. And a hot site basically means you have your equipment there, it's running, your data is pretty current, so you basically flip a switch from your primary site to your recovery site, and off you go. Obviously, that's the one that's most expensive.
Yep. So what about other alternatives? You know, for example, there's more and more cloud services becoming available. Is that really an option? Is it possible at this point to sort of set up like a DR site in the cloud?
Yes, there are areas that are using DR sites in the cloud. But then what you have to consider is not only that you're outsourcing your processing to someone else. I mean, people use the term cloud, but it's not just sitting there up in the sky. There is an endpoint through the app. The hardware actually works. But now your single point of failure is your communication. You must be able to communicate with, quote-unquote, the cloud to be able to process your data. And you have to start worrying about the speed of transmission, how much data you're sending back and forth. Those issues come about, but that's for another conversation.
Okay, cool. Well, that's it for today. Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with me, Harvey.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And for more information about using a cold site as part of your disaster recovery plan and other disaster recovery topics, please visit searchdisasterrecovery.com. Thanks for listening.